The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch, starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Stop worrying so. Children are much warmer blooded.
I know, but it makes me cold looking at her. How about not reading the newspaper just one morning, huh?
He doesn't even hear you.
Peek-a-boo.
Oh. Look, I'll be leaving in 2 minutes, and I guess you owe me a little matter of $25. I'll take either check or cash.
You haven't gone yet.
Well, I will as soon as you pay me the money. I got to get to work. Pay up. Come on, come on.
Oh, no,
idea?
She was only joking.
Look, she'd make me pay if I lost.
I don't know why you ever bet so much, dear.
I know. We usually bet a nickel, but I was so sure I'd win.
Yeah, well, that'll teach you to gamble. Come on,
you
come
haven't
on.
Gone yet.
Look, the bet was that Mr. Stedman would call me before I left for work in the morning. That's what you said.
I don't think I said morning. I think I said tomorrow.
Oh, look, you said morning, didn't you, Aunt Effie?
I'm afraid I'll have to side with him on this, dear.
Yeah.
He said morning.
Yeah.
And I'm also afraid this is one you misjudge. Mr. Stedman is a very nice, charming, and handsome man.
I also told you what my grandmother said. Beware of the man with charm.
I don't know why you act like this. Look, we have to do something about putting in a lawn and doing some landscaping. We decided that I didn't have time to do it. I meet this nice man, accidentally, who turns out to do that sort of thing. I explained my problem to him. He was nice enough to come over and talk to us about it.
He wasn't just talking. He was not giving you any free advice.
Yes, he was. You heard him. He said he was terribly busy right now. He wouldn't even have time to do our plan.
Well, he may not call today, and I may have lost my bet, but as I said yesterday, Mr. Stedman is going to figure out that he can just squeeze this job in if he starts right away.
All right. Look, I'm going to get my briefcase and get going.
And once again, you're going to get yourself involved in something expensive just because some man is awfully nice.
If that's Mr. Stedman, I'm going to think you're psychic.
Hello? Yes, he is. Who's calling? Just a moment. Dear, Mr. Stedman is on the phone.
Amos and Andy are as familiar on the American scene as ham and eggs, and just as tasty. CBS Radio sends them beaming your way once a weekday on this station. Sometime this evening, chances are they'll be knocking at your airwaves, set to open the doors to the Amos and Andy Music Hall for good, clean fun and great big doses. The latest doings of the Mystic Knights of the Sea, some financial sleight of hand by Kingfish, Andy Brown's newest attempted conquest, a word of caution by Amos, usually ignored by Andy. It's all here, every Monday through Friday, wrapped around a pleasing package of music and song. Now and then a guest star descends on the boys. Often as not, there's a surprise or two tucked into the night's doings. You can always be sure of laughs aplenty when the Amos and Andy Music Hall is on the air. And of course, the Amos and Andy Music Hall is on the air because the CBS Radio Network has the facilities to deliver it on a regular five-a-week schedule. Enjoy Amos and Andy weeknights on this affiliated station of CBS Radio.
Yes, I see. Uh-huh. I understand, Mr. Stedman. Yes, yes.
Ask how much it's going to cost, but don't commit yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not a millionaire, and I'd like to have some idea about... Yeah, that's true. Yes, I do. I appreciate it. Yes, I really do, Mrs. All right. Fine. Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
How much?
Look, he's stopping over again tonight on his way home. Look, he said he'd give me a good price and not to worry.
What did you say?
Well, I didn't say yes.
Well, you didn't say no.
Look, do you think he's dishonest?
I think he's expensive.
Well, I will certainly ask him how much for Pete's sake. I'll pin him down before any work actually starts.
I really don't understand you at all. I mean, this isn't like you.
I know you're right in a way. The trouble is... But look, this guy has been so darn nice. I mean, it's one of those things where you get involved before you know it. You know, it turns out that he knew a lot of our friends, and suddenly we were on such a friendly basis, and I mean, you know, just the way the guy talks, that makes it almost impossible to mention money. I can't...
Well, I don't think he's going to find it impossible to hand you the bill. Well, does he think he's going to go ahead with the job or what?
Well, no, he's stopping over before dinner tonight to bring the contract.
Contract?
Now, look, we can always get out of it. Before I sign anything, I will certainly pin him down to dollars and cents. Now, look, I got to get to work. Oh, look at the time. I get... Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you
tonight.
See you tonight. I'll be home early. Goodbye.
Bye. Imagine, Aunt Effie, coming over and bringing a contract. Smoothie, all right.
Yes. I'm beginning to think you're right. Oh, dear. And he's so handsome. Really, doesn't he look just like Charles Boyer?
Oh.
Doesn't seem possible he's...
I don't think Mr. Stedman's crooked at all. I just said he's smooth and charming and expensive.
Oh.
All this talk about creating a beautiful artistic landscape setting for our lovely home and family, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when that means cutting down trees and planting others to make the design more uniformly beautiful, well, I'm sure we cannot afford his creative setting.
Mm. Well, dear, I suppose he is an artist in his own way, and these people never think of money. They just get sort of carried away.
I feel Mr. Stedman has his practical side.
Mm.
Well, let's do up the breakfast dishes.
I must say, it's positively psychic the way you knew he was going to call this morning.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was just as surprised as you were. I was sure he'd call sometime.
Mm.
But I can see he's even smarter than I thought he was. It'll be interesting to see how he tries to clinch the deal tonight.
Mm.
For the love of Mike! What? What? Hey, what may I ask is all that equipment out there in the yard?
Oh, you mean the tractor and things. They arrived this afternoon, dear. Man
what?
Said he had orders from Mr. Stedman to leave them here, ready to start work next Monday.
Well, of all the... I never said we were definitely going to have
Don't
that...
Don't tell me, dear. Tell Mr. Stedman. He's waiting for you in the living room.
What?
Aunt Effie is entertaining Charles Boyer.
He's here? Well, I will certainly tell him what I think.
Now, you go on in, dear.
Well,
I'll be right in as soon as I get
to the studio. My goodness, that sounds just fascinating.
Well, it's a very interesting business.
I
guess I dropped in a little early.
Well, I think you dropped off some of your equipment a little early, too, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yes. Golly, I hope it's not in your way until Monday. We were working on a job right down the road. So instead of taking the equipment back to the main shed, I thought I'd save you time and money by bringing it right here, ready to start Monday.
Mm-hmm.
What you saved will pay for your grass seed.
Oh, well, very nice of you.
Of course, I realize you haven't decided whether you want me to do the job or not, but if you do, the equipment is here, ready to start. And if you don't, it's simple to take it away.
Oh, yes. Well,
may I join you?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. I hope you would, Mrs. Piper. I want your approval of what's to be done, too. After all, Mr. Piper, we might as well face it. It's the women who make the final decisions anyhow, no matter how much we men pretend we're the boss.
Well,
what exactly is going to be done to the yard, Mr. Stedman?
See what I mean? She gets right to the point. Well, I'm going to cut down any unnecessary trees, those that spoil the symmetry of design, and put in about five that will improve the appearance and give it a uniformity of style. I will thin out the overgrowth, remove tree stumps, large stones, and any ledge now in rough grade. Then I will strip off the topsoil with a bulldozer, regrade the subsoil, and machine screen the topsoil before re-spreading.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
And then I figured it would take about 9 bales of peat moss, which I will add with a rotary tiller to make your soil fluffy. It will also hold the moisture and keep the soil from packing hard after seeding. The pH content is low in your soil, so as I said yesterday, we'll have to add lime, probably about a ton.
A ton?
Mm-hmm. That's not much, Mrs. Piper, and it's not too expensive. Then perhaps a half ton of 50% organic fertilizer.
Goodness, tons and half tons. Doesn't anything come in pounds?
Then, of course, the seeding. And after the seeding, I will compact the seed into the top soil with a heavy roller.
Oh, I don't quite understand. You put peat moss in to make the soil fluffy, Then you take a heavy roller and pack it tight.
Oh, Mrs. Piper.
Fred, my wife doesn't understand much about all this. No, it's all right, honey. He's doing the right thing.
How much will it cost?
Just like my wife. Why is it the women always ask the price of everything except a new hat? Haven't you noticed they put on a hat? It looks wonderful. And they say, I'll take it. And then they say, how much is it?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Well, before I tell you the cost, I want to warn you, the women are always surprised at the cost of landscaping. They think it's outrageous. Highway robbery. They let out a yell and they say $2,000 just to put in some grass seed and a few rhododendrons and juniper and laurel. Right, Mr. Piper?
What?
But your husband, Mrs. Piper, realizes these things, and I'm sure he can explain to you better than I the importance of doing things right.
Yes, well, I don't feel $2,000 is much at all. Much less than we expected, isn't it, dear? But I do think, in all fairness, Mr. Sedman, we should wait until the other estimates are in from other contractors and then let you know.
Well, I'm not sure I'll be free then to do the job.
Well, I guess that's the chance we take. We'll let you know.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Now, here's a dramatized message from Mike Nichols and Elaine May. The subject is, well, one that's timely, if not always painless.
You don't know me, but I'm here to tell you...
Hold it. Cut. It's impossible.
Well, I don't know what you want.
Darling, I told you 20 times. She's a lonely girl. Lonely. Darling, do it for me. Do it for Max.
Well, I'll try.
Right. Roll 'em. Action.
You don't know me. But I'm here to tell you that it's time.
Now, keep it simple.
Time to file your 1958 federal income tax return.
Yeah, light, easy.
I know the deadline is April 15th.
Don't forget your loneliness.
But you see, the sooner you file your return, the sooner you'll get any refunds you might have coming. So, file now.
Cut. Superb, darling. You're another gobble.
Oh, you know, as soon as I thought of the loneliness, everything fell into place.
Yeah. Work. In another week, I'll have you on refrigerator.
Oh.
$2,000? I nearly fell off the chair.
Yes, I know. I could see you were in a state of shock. Well, so was I, for that matter. But he made me so mad. I hate to be high pressure.
I was speechless.
I never knew landscaping was so expensive.
Well, I had some idea. I called Ruth Wilson yesterday.
$2,000.
Of course, they have money and don't care what they spend. But when I mentioned landscaping, even she was horrified. They spent $4,000.
$4,000? That place at the end doesn't even look as though they spent $400.
No.
Those dinky little
scrubs. I know.
Well, I guess we will do it ourselves somehow. Although I don't know when, I will guess the time.
Well, now we'll all work at it.
And we can get some other estimates, dear. I knew this man was expensive.
Yeah, speaking of money, I guess I owe you $25.
Oh, forget it.
No. Here it is. Put it towards your trip to Europe.
Well, thank you. I'll take it. Everything helps.
Of course, I would like to know why you instantly disliked Mr. Stedman. I mean, Aunt Effie and I liked him, but you somehow instantly...
Elementary, my dear Watson. He stepped on a robin's egg that had fallen out of its nest. You know, I could never trust a man who did that.
Well, I should say, not my
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Philip Sterling and is produced by Walter Hart.